Time now for York County On the Move, a weekly program series on how our county government is working to make York County what we all want it to be.
And back with us on York County On the Move, Trish Startup, who is a special projects director for York County. Last week, we talked about these special ARPA funds, about $54 million, and all the detail that goes along with them and all the criteria. But you've got the money in hand, and now you've got projects that you've executed.
That's right. So right now, we have expended $32 million of the funds on 32 projects. And those projects fall between water and sewer infrastructure. We've done 911 enhancements. For example, we built a new 911 tower. We've gotten a whole new 911 phone system. We've also focused on cybersecurity enhancements and initiatives to protect the county's information, residents' information. We've done technology enhancements for the York County Sheriff's Office and COVID and prevention efforts in the prison and detention center. We've also purchased PPE and medical supplies, as example, Lucas devices, heart defibrillators, AEDs, and we're also starting now 5 HVAC projects within the county to help with air filtration.
In the short time that we have left, what's on the board to use for the rest of the money?
Right now, all the money's been obligated, and we're going to finish up with the projects we have now and just see what's left over. The 5 HVAC projects are what we have to look at due to inflation. What's that going to really cost? And then after that, we're also going to focus on a new GIS system. We're having a new software to create a whole new parcels for the GIS to make sure that they're correct and accurate.
Trish Startup, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
To hear a replay of shows, go online to WRHI.com. York County, On the Move, a weekly program series on the county government's effort to meet the challenges of a rapidly growing population.